Yeah, okay there, Jay. Well, we can always talk about money, right? It can be a good subject and a bad subject in the same basket. And now I was trying to remember the question you had asked me. Don got a hold of me there. Oh, Acolyte, yes. Yeah, and that's how I'm basically doing it through the phone here. This desktop phone is basically, it is a phone, but it's not a phone. In other words, I can't dial an area code and a number and reach someone on a landline or a cell phone. It's within its own system. It's like I would have to call it an office phone, because when I worked in an office in downtown Minneapolis, at the telephone company, for example, if you wanted to make a phone call, you would have to dial 9 and then dial your phone number to get an outside line. So then you could make the, you know, you're getting outside of the building, as it were. And then that's how you would make your phone call. And that might not just be where you work. It would be, you know, almost any business. I think they call it the PBX system, but it was, it had its own voicemail. It had, you know, all that kind of stuff within the company. And I guess if you're, when you're thinking business and trade secrets and stuff you're leaving on voice messages and or text messages, and even in for legal reasons, text messages by companies or whatnot can't delete any of that stuff. So they have to hold on to it because that's, you know, it's like documentation of the past. Back in like in the 70s or whatnot, we didn't have we did have computers then, but they took up a good larger portion of a classroom than they do now. They're on your phone now. But anyways, so yeah, Acolyte, that was probably the first thing I was exposed to for hooking up with repeaters and other hams directly. And then IRLP was Internet Repeater Linking Project, so that was only a repeater to another repeater using a node number, kind of like a star and the node number, and then say connecting to whatever, blah, 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 whatever it would say, and then you would talk on that repeater, call QRZ or whatever you wanted to do and talk to someone else. But it was another repeater. It wasn't like on trying to call CQ on HF, but... as far as operating practice. And then when you were done, then you would do like a star or a pound 73 or a star 73, I think it was, and then it would disconnect. So whenever you wanted to connect to something, you connected to it, and then when you were done, you had to disconnect it, and then that was that. But nowadays, the Echolinks and these hubs and conferences and stuff, they're pretty much 24/7 now. And so they have all those connected up. So I'll pass it around back to Patrick, KB0DCO.